Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Whoa.
So are y'all ready for it to be warm?
Yes.
Weather?
1,000%.
Okay. I don't know. I got to be in the right mood for it. What happens is we have an unseasonably warm week sometime, and then everybody thinks spring's here.
Yeah.
And then it gets back to being cold again. I don't know. I think if I hadn't have, contracted obesity, I'd probably be looking more forward to less clothing, you know, every year when it comes around.
I was going to ask you, what is the, proper mood for you for it to be warm?
Where do you have to be physically and mentally, right, spiritually for it to be warm?
Well, because I want it to be warm enough. I even want it to be cold where we're having to wear jackets, or warm enough where I'm wearing shorts and can get a tan. I can't get a tan, I don't care about it being warm.
Yeah. That's the most important part of summer for TJ.
Yeah.
Getting the tan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He tans well, so that's a good thing. He doesn't turn like a lobster.
No. You know, a lot of white people had that problem, Alexis.
I know, Ace did.
Yeah,
he did turn into a lobster, didn't he? He did. He battled with his tan.
But he was so, I mean, if you're as fair-skinned as he was, why would you not, like, okay, let me put it this way. I suffer from the occasional hemorrhoidal flare-up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always prepared because I have the medication, because it's so uncomfortable, so painful, and all of that. I have the medication within my reach most of the time. If you are as fair skinned as he is or was, why would you not always have sunscreen at your ready all the time?
Yeah.
I feel like he didn't seem the person that would be prepared with sunscreen. He was just going to take it as it goes.
Yeah.
He would go off to races and stuff in this, like car races, and sit out there all day.
Yeah. No sunscreen.
Yeah.
No hat.
Well, he'd have a hat most of the time. It's a regular, like a baseball hat, but not a sun hat. What? You know, whatever. But he would still get a lot because he's that fair. I mean, he could have a big, you know, like a, what do you call those hats? The bucket hat or something.
Oh, okay.
He used to love a bucket hat.
Yeah.
And I bought him one for his last birthday.
Yeah, that white.
Bought him a white Adidas bucket hat.
Yeah.
And he loved it.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't always have sunscreen. Though. They make it for your keychain now.
Yeah.
And he'd just go, I forgot sunscreen.
Yeah. Over the summer, he came in one morning. He's like, I got this thing on my head. I was like, Ace, you burned your head. It's your skin peeling off.
It's like,
you know what that is.
Dude, you can't have red hair and then also be red on your skin. Come on, man.
Yeah. So Friday on the show, we were talking about Ace's battle with technology. You know, he battled. It was a battle that he often lost.
Yeah.
And so that is today's In Case You Missed It replay, and it's coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's Tech D Rob, and I am always looking for deals on food. And one of the things I don't get to talk about enough are sweets. Well, Molly B's cookies are about to take care of both of those things. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the Molly B's logo to get 10% off these huge cookies. Lots of great flavors to choose from. The Big Joe, the Pina Colada, and the Hot Mess. which has Flamin' Hot Cheetos in it. And those are just a few of the current selections. It's always a good time for cookies, especially with the holidays coming. Get the best deal on Molly B's cookies now at tjriggins.com/deals and just click on the Molly B's logo.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Sconi spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course, redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, a beautiful new modern hotel perfectly situated in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
When you subscribe to the show, you get all of our shows right when you open up your podcast apps, YouTube app, or social media. Learn more at tjriggins.com/subscribe.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hi-oh. So Friday, as we, we're continuing our stories about Ace, which, today we're going to start moving back into more regular programming and things. But we have a lot of stuff on, on the horizon in Ace's honor and in his name that we'll be telling you about. But Friday we were filling everyone in on the story behind the scenes of Ace's battle with the technology and how most of the time he lost the battle and he couldn't find anybody to even fight on his team.
Exactly.
It's today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Ace would get extraordinarily put out by that and start just going crazy yelling because you can't push away from the table and, it's somebody else's fault. So you're too big to get, I wouldn't want you in my car either. Man's car was too small. You can't get in his car. Now you're going to sue him. And we would always know if those kinds of stories were in what we call our show prep. Say, all right, back up. Ace is going to want to be on that one. And if you were already in a bad mood about something, something big, like maybe the printer didn't work the first time he hit the button. Those little things would ruin his day.
Yeah.
Just like this.
Yeah.
Oh, there it goes.
You always knew if he ever needed help on his computer, that was a dangerous place to be. Like, can you come help me look at this? Mm-hmm. And then as soon as you start giving him instruction, every time he'd go, we'll work on it later. It's like, well, why'd you call me over here?
I always felt bad for Rob and for you, Riggins, because he would like get you guys involved every single time.
The move I had towards the end, I'd go, you know what? Rob's sort of a Mac guy. He knows about iPhones. He will help you. Because I knew, that's just a dangerous place to be helping him with his phone or his computer.
Thanks.
Got frustrated easily.
Yeah, because if you couldn't just go up and go, all right, here's the fix, boom.
Yeah.
Then he would get impatient with it. But then he wouldn't let it go. He'd say, we'll work on it later. And then we would go ahead and do the next segment on the show. And then in the next break, he would go, okay, now I'm looking at it. Because he'd go back to, he couldn't stand to just leave it.
Yeah, he'd throw his hands up and go, everything's frozen. Yeah. It's all frozen. Restart it.
Remember when his Facebook page got wiped, his whole Facebook page?
Yeah. Oh,
and they won't let me back in. This is my password. I know it's my password. And they won't let me back in.
And then some scammer took his pictures and created another Facebook page. That threw him for a loop. He was like, I don't even know who's, I think I'm on the scammer's page. It won't let me post. I'm like, well, yeah. It's not your page.
Oh, man.
So how does that happen? I'm like, well, I don't know.
And I am still fighting with this. Because he's always fighting with something. Fighting with this Facebook page. It's just gone. It's gone. for no reason. It's gone. And we would wonder why nobody was just jumping up eager to help him.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, no, get in that you.
Line of fire.
Okay.
I'm good.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Alexis is here for a few more minutes. About all we can stand.
Ready to I'm give
kidding.
You the boot.
I'm kidding. It's good seeing you. It's been good to see you. Haven't seen you since Krima.
I know. That's yeah. true.
Mm-hmm. It's Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
A few months ago.
Yeah.
I miss you guys sometimes.
Sometimes. You lying. Yeah. It drives her crazy.
I know.
Especially not being around me all the time, every yeah. day. Sure. Every day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, I miss that so much.
She grew up wishing that I was her dad, Riggins. Remember that?
I do know that.
That was before I actually knew you.
She's like, riding to school with her mom, yeah. listening to us on the radio and saying, oh my God, it'd be so cool if I were like Lainey and TJ were my dad.
It was just you. It wasn't Hayes as well, was it?
No, it was just me.
Just you? Wish I had two gay dads.
Right, my dad's.
Would you swap out your mom for two gay dads?
I mean, I might. That sounds a little fun. Might do more than my mom did.
So is your mom still Jehovah's Witness?
Yeah, my mom got married, y'all.
What?
Yes. My mom got married 3 weeks ago.
And how long had she been seeing the guy? So, it couldn't have been very long.
No, y'all remember I told you that she started dating this guy that uh-huh. was also a Jehovah's Witness and all of that. His wife, he had been a family friend forever.
Yeah.
Well, they decided to get hitched, knowing that they were probably going to have repercussions from the church, but they were okay with it.
Whoa.
What is the rule for that?
Well, my mom got her divorce, didn't happen because there was adultery or because her ex-husband died. That's the only reason that you're supposed to actually get divorced. Uh-huh. And so she was never supposed to get remarried unless her ex-husband married someone else. And then she was free to do that.
Okay.
But she just was like, whatever, I'm just going to marry him. Mm-hmm.
But how would the church even know?
They had to tell them because...
No. I mean, how would they know that her ex-husband never remarried?
They wouldn't know that. That's why I told her it wasn't fair for her to stick to that. But the man that she married, he's been in our life since before I was born. I've known him my whole life. But he had a standing in the church. So he's lost that.
So he was like one of the leaders in the church.
Yeah.
So did they get married because they wouldn't... make the relations outside of marriage, and they were just so they were dying to do it.
Ew, I don't want to know about that, but possibly.
I mean, you know, I got a feeling your mama has to have it.
She probably did.
What are you saying?
Kidding, I'm kidding. What are you well, judging saying? By the stories that she tells about her grandmother and all,
I know well, it runs in the family. Let me tell you, it had been.
They like younger
years.
Men too. Is this guy younger?
No, he's older than her.
But didn't your grandmother have a young husband?
Yeah, she was like 35 years younger than my grandma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, that's not the great-grandmother who was buried alive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But no. Not in an accident or anything. They thought that she had passed, and they had a funeral. And then they later thought, you know what? I thought we heard her breathing in there.
It was that she was sweating.
She was sweating. Corpses don't sweat.
They don't. Right. So it's like, y'all definitely buried her alive.
It's hot.
But it was in El Salvador. She was like, it's so hot, even the corpse just sweat.
Right? All right.
You're horrifying.
That's not like, confirmed, think, but still.
I think great grandma's still alive. Yeah. Why do you think that? Well, because she said, I'm hot as hell. I heard her. She said, I'm hot.
Está caliente. Hi.
You.
Hola.
Caliente.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
I forgot to tell y'all that that I've been using Ace lately, and he would have wanted it that way.
Yeah.
Because Ace did not like door-to-door salespeople.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
He didn't like the young college age hustlers coming by and trying to talk him into buying magazine subscriptions. And he didn't like the people saying, hey, your neighbor down the street here, had been doing some work for them, and they thought that you might be in need of a new roof or what. He didn't like that. But what really, you know, broke him of all that was when he and Seanette were married. Seanette invited a door-to-door vacuum cleaner salesperson in, and the woman came in and she was dropped off by her partner, who went down to visit some other houses and left her there for like 3 hours. Yeah. She fell asleep on their couch, sitting there waiting on her ride to come back.
In his chair?
Yeah. So that was one of the funniest things. So she just sat there. He goes, yeah. I'm like, do you want to wait outside? Is he coming back? We need to call him. He'll be back. She'd already done her vacuum cleaner demonstration and everything. It was just sitting there for a couple of hours. So we had to eat dinner around her.
Yeah.
You know, she just fell asleep watching TV in my chair.
Yeah. It was dark when she left.
So weird. Yeah.
So the other day we had some young guys show up at the door. I saw them go to my neighbor's house first. They knocked, nobody came to the door. And then Jody has this big glass storm door on the front door of the house. So it's always the door in the daytime. She has the regular door open so you can see right in the house. You say, I'm like, close that door. It's fine. It's not hurting you. I like to see out. Okay. So when they come up, there's no not going to the door because they know you're right in there. So I went to the door and they were, you know, started their sales pitch. And I said, hey, look, I'm sorry, guys, but we've had a death in the family. And I really can't do this right now. And they immediately shut it down. You know, really? That shuts down the sales pitch.
Yeah.
And then they move on. Yeah. So I'm going to be doing that forever.
Yeah, because what kind of rebuttal are you going to give to someone died? Yeah.
Right. And there's no lying because you've had, obviously.
Right.
You don't say they just died. You say we've had a death in the family. That's true for everybody.
It's true. Mm-hmm. And it's good forever.
Yeah. Right.
He would want that.
Mm-hmm. He would want that. He would love that.
He would also say, anytime somebody requests, you know, if you need to use that as an excuse to get out of making an appearance somewhere, feel free. I don't care. He would say that.
He would. He would say that.
Like 3 years from now, if somebody says, hey, do you want to come, you know, to our whatever event and this, that, and the other? And I go, I don't know. Ace died and I'm, you know. I need to stick around here.
Good morning.
You know, Ace died.
Yeah.
And I use that.
We could use that. What?
I used that for an excuse the other day because I forgot to answer back an email. And I said, I'm sorry. We've had a friend of ours died.
Nice.
So.
And I've just been covered up.
Yeah. I mean, what are they going to say?
Right. I really have. I think my phone's going to be broken when this whole thing's over. It's been getting a lot of work.
Totally.
A lot of work.
It's dead.
Ugh. I wasn't lying though, like Alexis.
I wasn't lying.
Oh my God.
She forgot.
You're going to go to hell.
She forgot to do an email. Yeah.
I forgot to respond to an email. The lady emailed me twice.
It's a bill collector. I'm sorry.
Like, we don't care. Pay us our money.
You're like, who is Ace? We live in San Francisco.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, how are we looking? Camera's all set right. You know, a lot of people have been looking on the TVs at us.
Yeah.
You know, getting a lot of attentions.
TV ads, a lot of attentions.
Huh? Yeah.
10 pounds.
And what's the old joke? Look like I ate 4 TVs today. Yeah.
I do see Lindsay's double ring light. Lighted up here. She's got 2 ring lights on her.
Yeah, I think one of those is supposed to be on you, Riggins.
Yeah.
Rob came in here like a bull in a china shop, knocking things over. He hadn't been in this room in a couple of weeks, and so it's just like he ran into a bounce house or something.
Yeah. I look like a shining star, though.
You do. Yeah. Listen, you are our little star. You deserve 2 ring lights.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Thank you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, then Riggins came in. I got here early today, so I wanted to make sure, you know, I made the coffee for Riggins. So when he came in, I even said, text me when you leave the house. I'll hit start on it so it's fresh hot when you walk in. First thing he says was, TJ threw away the donuts. I was planning on having a donut. My wife brought donuts in here a week ago. Today was a week.
Yeah.
And he was still going to eat one of them, but I threw them away Friday. I figured, you know, we got all we can get out of these.
I know. When I left on Friday, I was like, I'll take them home and freeze them or something. I don't know. It just seems like such a waste.
Yeah.
Those are good donuts. Mm-hmm. But I would have eaten it a week later. No problem.
Yeah.
Just heat them up.
Just throw it in the microwave?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would too, because it's like bread. It's basically bread.
Yeah.
But as long as there's no mold on it or anything.
Yeah.
But Rob brought donuts.
He did, yeah, yeah.
So saved you right there.
Yep.
He didn't bring one of those big breakfast sandwiches for everybody.
No, no, no.
He's like, you could get a munchkin, but. So that looks.
Oh, he's going to go
real
right
nice.
In.
Yeah.
Little ciabatta bread.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sourdough.
Nice. All right. Well, so he came in for behind the scenes work today, obviously.
Yeah.
He's over there, you know, doing, sound like he's doing some carpenter work a minute ago. We're trying to record. Just, I mean, Lord.
Yeah. He comes in with an agenda. Love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I didn't do anything this weekend.
Please. Saturday, yeah. Ice cold and rainy. Oh. I wasn't doing anything either.
But you can hear on the podcast for this week, the TJ and Jody's House podcast, where no matter what the weather is from now on, my wife is not staying in the house the whole weekend, no matter how much she says she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Because she was a grouch.
She's going to do something.
Right. She's got to be moving and doing something like a little child.
Yeah.
I got to keep her occupied. At least leave the house for a little bit just to say you went out.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if it's the grocery store, just hit up something.
She's not one of those women that that can sit around in their pajamas all day and watch movies and all of that stuff and then be happy afterward. She can do all of that stuff, and she thinks she wants to do it, I mean, maybe once a year.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't take it because it hits in on her, and she gets, you know, just snappy and grouchy.
Was she that way on the podcast?
Well, she was admitting to it. She was just coming out of it when we recorded the podcast yesterday afternoon because the sun was shining and all that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Saturday all day, the weather was terrible. Friday afternoon was a bad deal, you know, just weather-wise, I guess. And so it was just,
she reached her boiling point.
Mm-hmm. I said, no more of that. So next time I'm sending her to Miami with you, Lindsay.
Heck yeah. She wanted to come. She wanted to come.
I want to hear all about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll hear about all that swinging they did with those other couples.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what it sounded like to me.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. We got more coming up.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Reagan's app. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Today, I'm doing something special. If you live in the Charlotte area, I will be a guest on WBT, News Talk 1110 WBT in Charlotte. I'm going to be on with Bo and Beth, their morning show. They've become friends of, well, I've known Beth for years, and we've been friends for a long, long time, but professionally become friends since I went in and filled in for one of their hosts a couple of days. And they've invited me on to talk about ACE, and this will be the official ACE interview, so to speak, and not just people who seize the moment to go on and start talking about how close they were with ACE and all of that when they may not have been, or they definitely weren't.
Definitely weren't.
So that's today. If you would like to check that out, it'll be 9 o'clock this morning. On News Talk 1110 WBT, or you can catch it later on their website, WBT.com, on the podcast. So, Lindsay, what happened? When did y'all get back from Miami?
We got back Saturday around 5. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So right when we landed, I mean, it was close to 90 degrees there. So when we landed and it was raining, it was freezing. I was in shorts and a t-shirt. Oh. We're walking to our car and we had to park outside at the top of the parking deck. And it was kind of rainy. And I was like, what's happening? So that's why I can barely talk. I'm going from extreme weathers. Yeah. But
and then up bright and early the next day to take your daughter to a princess brunch.
Yes.
With all the Disney princesses.
Yes.
Did you see that, Riggins?
No.
It's miserable. They do a great job. It's at our clubhouse. They do a great job, but miserable. 2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours.
Was it cute, though?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was that? I bet it was.
Uh-huh. It always is, those kinds of things.
Yeah. What you been, though, you been. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping this is our last year of
Do y'all do it every year?
Oh, yeah.
The same thing every year?
But I'm certain, I mean, she'll be 5 in May, so I'm wondering when she gets out of that stage.
Your daughter, probably 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, never.
When her mom gets out of it, I guess.
Yeah. I wore a sparkle dress, too. I'm not going to lie.
So did y'all get crazy in Miami? Like, you know, crazy for old people with kids, kind of crazy.
No, I actually got made fun of because I took a 4-hour nap the first, like, full day we got there.
After you got off the air with us that day, you took a 4-hour nap?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, and everyone was at the pool. I come dragging down after my nap, and they're like, "Where have you been?" I'm like, "Don't worry about it."
I did see that on her Instagram story. She's like, "It's 5 o'clock now. I'm ready to party." I'm like, "Oh, you know, you're getting old when you got to take the nap first."
Oh, 4 hours. This is what I appreciate when I go on. I mean, I'm just considering it a vacation, even though it was a work thing for Kyle. Fine, it was a vacation for me. I want it to be relaxing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go hard in the paint. I'm already tired.
Yeah,
I have a bed where no kids are climbing in. You know, so I just tried to enjoy myself.
That's the vacation, is a 4-hour nap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So I was kind of made fun of, but everyone's getting older, so they get it.
And you probably went to bed at a decent hour that night, too, didn't you?
9:30.
There you go. 9:30. So she was up from 5 to 9:30. Yeah. Done.
That was it.
No cocaine. It's Miami. No cocaine. It's Miami.
What are we, in college? No.
9:30 and no cocaine? That's
boring. No wonder they were making fun of me.
What a loser.
Now trending coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Top trending topic at the moment, The White Lotus. Season 3, first episode is out on Max. Keep on wanting to call it HBO.
Max.
It's on Max.
It's on Max.
Max.
And are they in Thailand this time?
I think so. And Parker Posey is in this. Yeah. She's trending this morning. I don't think that's ever happened before. Parker Posey was an actress in the 80s?
Well, in the 90s. She was in, I know her best from those mockumentaries, like Best in Show and those types of things, those Christopher Guest mockumentaries.
Yeah. She was kind of a Hollywood wild child, wasn't she? Like, kind of just this.
Yeah. I think that's who that was.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So the first
she's
season.
Funny.
I think people are already saying give her an Emmy because she's so incredible in the show.
Yeah, I can see that.
I've not watched the first 2 seasons of it. Is it good?
Yeah, it is.
Sexy?
Some of it, yeah.
Yeah, you shared a scene from that show that sounded vile and so graphic that I'll never forget. I've never seen the show, but I remembered the way you described it.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah, it can be pretty graphic.
Using the restroom and some luggage, as I recall. Uh-huh. Today is President's Day. It is a national holiday. And President's Day is it George Washington's birthday?
It's supposed to be kind of a combination of George Washington's birthday and Abraham Lincoln's birthday. It was the original President's Day, I believe.
So what are we supposed to do on President's Day?
Celebrate all presidents.
Just all celebrate people. Them all.
Yeah.
For the which, obviously, I can't do that. No. Some of them were terrible.
Why would you do that?
Mm-hmm. I've been hearing some things about George Washington. Sounds like he was kind of a wild man.
Yeah, they always try to besmirch his memory.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
rest in peace.
R.I.P. G-Dub. That's terrible. And then the other top trending topic, the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live happened last night. Interesting that they do it on a Sunday, but it is Saturday Night Live. Yeah. But they aired it on NBC and Peacock, and they brought in 200 extra seats. All the celebrities were there, including all the former SNL cast members. And Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively were there as well, and they were the brunt of a joke. And it looked like Blake Lively didn't appreciate it at all.
Man, she just looks like... And everything we hear about her, it just makes me think, how in the world can anybody stand to be around her?
You talk about Blake Lively?
Yeah. She just seems like an old shrew, like a brat shrew.
She's getting worse.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They said this lawsuit that she's going through with Justin Baldoni, the director of her movie, they said they are in it for equally assured destruction or something like that. Like, both of them want to just ruin the other one. And yeah,
it's just getting, not the way to live.
It's really not. I mean, imagine how much of your mind that's taken up day in and day out. Mm-hmm. He's got a whole website now that he created detailing his lawsuit against her.
God, the Lord doesn't want it that way. Just stop.
That's true.
You know, I'm no special pleader for any Hollywood celebrity, but I don't know anything about him. But what I do know about her is why I'm saying the things I'm saying.
Sure.
What I've seen. Just like, ugh.
Yeah, it happened so fast, too. It seems like everybody liked Blake Lively a year ago.
I did.
Yeah, right. Yeah. She's beautiful. She's talented. Now everybody's turned on her.
I wonder what she has on that wonderful little Ryan Reynolds to make him stay with her.
I don't know.
Think she's got some dirt on him?
Probably. Got something she's holding over his. They have babies?
Yeah,
that's
four.
Probably what it is.
Four.
She's probably holding those babies over him. Using them to weaponize.
He should leave her.
Very possible. Mm-hmm.
They're Canadian. He's Canadian, though. You never know.
Oh, yeah. You never know.
It's true. We got more coming up.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So over the weekend, we posted some of your ace memories. If you have a photo, a video, a thought, or a note you'd like to share with us, we'd love to read it. So just head over to tjriggins.com/ace and upload your own so that we can enjoy it and that also members of the radio family can enjoy it, because some of those memories are just, you know, things we've forgotten about or didn't know, personal interactions you had with Ace. And clearly they mean a lot to so many people.
Yeah.
So tjriggins.com/ace, upload your own or just go check out other people's pictures. And it's great over there. Today is President's Day, and Ace, Brother Ace loved Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
He liked Mount Rushmore, and he liked the Grand Canyon.
He liked Mount Rushmore because he would picture his face up there with him.
Yes, probably. Yeah. And somebody, even in the Ace memories, they said, you remember Ace's presidential slogan? I had completely forgotten about that. Ace always said, I'd be a great president, and I'd run a campaign based on the slogan, everybody just be cool,
just
man.
Be cool.
Just be cool, man. It's like, we'll start with you. You'd be cool.
Yeah.
But he said he could easily win the popular vote. But he loved Mount Rushmore. He loved the Grand Canyon. I've never seen Mount Rushmore, but from what I've heard, it's a little underwhelming.
Really?
I've heard that when you're in the stands for it, it's not as big as you picture it in your head. So it's just kind of small and it's far away. And I mean, I guess it's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't think the Grand Canyon was worth all the trouble either.
I didn't think the Grand Canyon.
You and I agreed on that.
But people get really upset when you say, I didn't think it was that great.
And I think it's spectacular.
Yeah,
but it's just, for me, it's not worth going out there and looking at it from my point of view. I've seen it so many times, and you know, by drone footage and all.
Sure,
it's a lot of work to get there.
It is a lot of work, and it's
a lot of sweaty people, you know, out there.
A lot of nasty people, and everything's dead. It's
in hiking shoes.
natty people.
Natty people. But he definitely loved Mount Rushmore. And here's a question Ace would love on President's Day. I think this is an Ace question. TJ, who would you put on your Mount Rushmore of music?
Oh, Lord.
That is such an Ace question. Yes.
Yeah.
And since Mount Rushmore is trending, because it is President's Day.
Karen Carpenter.
Ooh.
Would go on my Mount Rushmore.
A woman. I love this.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Probably, let's say Michael McDonald.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Now we're talking.
Up there. Brent Smith, the lead singer of Shinedown, just strictly because he's got the best voice in all of rock music.
Okay.
Brent Smith. And it's so easy to say Michael Jackson or Prince.
Yeah.
So of those, I would probably say Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. That's a solid one.
A solid. Yeah.
That's really solid. They were talking about the Mount Rushmore of pop earlier today. Mm-hmm. They put Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, and Britney Spears as the fourth. So three women, one guy. Mm. Is that fair?
No.
Yeah, no, I don't think
so. Who goes above Mariah, Whitney, Michael Jackson, and Britney?
Prince would go... I wouldn't put Whitney on it at all, since I found out she wasn't really singing that national anthem.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I get you.
That she was so known for the best national anthem ever. It wasn't a live performance. So to me, her career is just erased after that. She did nothing worth anything.
Maybe. Fair enough.
I'm kidding.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.